Linguist Jeffrey Nunberg recently returned from a visit to France, where he was hardly the only one obsessed with language.
The French have a lot on their mind these days, what with the economic reorganization of Europe, the specter of German reunification, and the ominous rise of the extreme right in France itself. But in France this summer, the dominant topic of dinner conversation is none of these, but rather the spelling reforms that the government is about to put into place. The reforms affect maybe 100 words in all. They'll be dropping the I from the word for onion, for example, and the hyphens will disappear in a bunch of borrowed words like le cowboy, le pique-nique, and le striptease. But the most controversial reform is the almost total elimination of the circumflex, the little roof-shaped accent that goes over the vowel in words like tête and fenêtre. The rationale given for the changes is that they'll make the language easier to learn, not just for school children, but for foreigners, so that French will be more competitive on the world linguistic market as an alternative to English. To be sure, this is all slightly absurd. True, the circumflex is a pretty useless little mark, but getting rid of it doesn't go very far toward simplifying a spelling system that's rivaled only by English in its capriciousness. And in any case, nobody ever decided to study English instead of French on the grounds that English spelling is so rational. Still, the orthographic circumcision stirs up a lot of controversy. The debate seems to offer a perfect occasion for airing all of the contradictions that define the French psyche. It pits tradition against reason, culture against commerce, nationalism against internationalism. To hear the traditionalists tell it, the reformers are selling out the language of Hugo and Rimbaud in the first step down the road to the collapse of French civilization. Actually, French critics rarely use the phrase French civilization, they just say civilization. Whereas the modernists see the circumflex as a kind of Maginot line in reverse, which stands between France and the role she's destined to assume in the new Europe. The reforms were announced by Prime Minister Michel Rocard following the recommendations of a special High Commission on the French language, with a consultation of the French Academy. Beginning in 1991, the new spellings will be taught in all schools and used in all textbooks. To appreciate just how French all this is, you have to imagine George Bush calling a press conference to announce that on the recommendation of a special presidential panel on the American language, it will now be I before E, even after C. But the French expect the state to take responsibility for the language. The National Assembly passes laws to limit the broadcast time that can be given to English language pop songs, and half the Foreign Service budget goes to promote the use of French abroad. Language is what defines them, after all. Theodore Zeldin once remarked that if you force the French to striptease, discarding one by one all the outward disguises that give them their national identity, the last thing left to them would be their language. It's easy to make fun of this exaggerated solicitude, but then the French are bemused by our idea of national identity with its fetishization of a particular political system. After all, they have managed to keep the subjunctive alive under four monarchies, one empire, three revolutions, five republics, an occupation, and at least two flags. Granted, it's strange to us that they should have a minister of culture, but it's no less puzzling to them that we should be debating a flag-burning amendment or that we once had a House committee on un-American activities. If there are un-French activities, after all, they're more on the order of putting ketchup on your creme caramel or getting the gender of a word wrong. Every nation has its characteristic silliness. It's just that the French are a little more practique about theirs.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist associated with Stanford University.